Shalom, saints of God, and welcome back to Daily Devotion. It is with a heavy heart that I come to you this morning. And my heart goes to the family of Brother Trevor Majula and the Believers Assembly in Zambia, Lusaka. May the Lord comfort your hearts. You know, death, our worst enemy, is an inevitable end of all mankind. But we have the assurance that our Lord Jesus Christ conquered death for us. Amen. Well, so today I'll go into my sharing. And my topic for this sharing is Wise Men Seek Jesus the Christ. Wise men seek Jesus the Christ. And my main scripture will be taken from Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 6. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 6. And I read, Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to worship him. And when Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. Now, I like the part that says, For thus it is written by the prophets. You know, Jesus Christ said when he came here on earth, Behold, in the volume of the books I come. So, our next question that we will be asking ourselves is, Where is the Middle East? Now, we know the gospel started from the Middle East, traveled to the West, and at the West, God raised a Gentile prophet, William Marion Branham, to give a shout to the sleeping bride. And we all know that the gifts were restored back to the church after the Dark Ages. You know, speaking in tongues, working of miracles, healing, etc. That was in Azusa Street in the U.S. And we know that very soon the gospel will go back to the East again, and time shall be no more. Well, brethren, let us make our calling and election sure. Now, the Bible says wise men came from the East to seek Jesus the Christ. Now, what is wisdom? And what does it entail to be wise in the Lord? Well, let's read Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Well, now we can see that fear is fundamental to all wisdom. For you to get that heavenly wisdom, there must be a sort of fear in your life. All type of learning are worthless unless built upon knowledge of the Lord Himself. Now, Jesus is the principal theme of the Bible. Any chapter you read in the Bible and don't see Jesus, you need to go back and read it again. Well, King Solomon prayed to God for wisdom in order to govern his people. Well, he did not ask for silver nor gold. And what he got was extremely overwhelming. He became the wisest king who ever lived. So much so that people all over the world came to hear the wisdom of Solomon. The Bible says we are of the world, but we are not part of this world. Now, to seek knowledge and wisdom of the world is also good for us, you know. Now, what does it do to us? Because we are in this world, we need the knowledge and the wisdom of this world. Well, when we do that, it helps us to sojourn here on this earth. Also, education is part of the system of this world. And we all know that as soon as we are born, our parents start educating us at home until we enter mainstream educational system. Apostle Paul, one of the greatest apostles of all time, was a great scholar and studied under the feet of Gamaliel. Acts chapter 22, verse 3. I am verily a man which am a Jew, born in Tarsus, a city in Cilicia, yet brought up in this city at the feet of Gamaliel, and taught according to the perfect manner of the law of the fathers, and was zealous towards God, as ye all are this day. But what happened to Apostle Paul? He had to run to Saudi Arabia to get that wisdom which is from above. Galatians chapter 1, verse 17 to 22. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter, and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. Also, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 19, for the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. So, what is this fear of the Lord that brings wisdom? Now, before we can understand how the fear of the Lord lead to wisdom, we need to define what the Word of God means by fear. You know, Some people worry unnecessarily. You know, they bind themselves with all sort of a belief system and anxiety, and they tend that to mean that, oh, that is the fear of the Lord. Now, let's read Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to 7. It says that, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. So, if you don't know, make your requests and your fears and your trouble made known to God, and you begin to fret, you begin to freak about, that is not the fear of the Lord. Now, let's come back to our main thought. Now, the Bible says, wise men from the east. We know Ephesus is where the gospel of Jesus Christ started going forth from. And this Ephesus was in Palestine, Middle East. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. And ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. You know, but these wise men came from the east of Palestine. According to historians, well, this could be present-day India. These wise men were a group of distinguished foreigners, and probably more than three, but, you know, because they brought three gifts to Jesus Christ, the King of the Jews, people tend to say three wise men, but they could be more than three. Well, if they were very distinguished people, well, they could be kings who came seeking for Christ Jesus the King. Well, and also, anyone today who is seeking Jesus is also a king and a priest. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. And have made us kings and princes unto God, his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Well, 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 also says, we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that we should show forth the praises of him who have called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. So we are told these wise men visited Jesus the King after his birth. They were great astrologers who knew the signs of the cosmos. You know, great astrologers. You know, back in those days, they were able to study the skies and know that something spectacular has taken place. A king has been born. And they followed the star to present their gifts unto him. Well, these wise men had revelation about the great king that was born. And so what is your revelation? What is your revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ? Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. And at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes such as will learn and fear and reverence him. Babes, Apostle Paul went to Arabia to learn about the Lord who met him on the way to Damascus. Well, we learn that they presented gifts unto Jesus the king: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, gold is what represent dignity. You know, they had a revelation. The Lord Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, the coming great King, when with innumerable company of angels. You know, there is no name under the earth which is more powerful than the name Jesus. And at the mention of the name Jesus, every knee must bow. They also brought frankincense. What is frankincense used for? It is used in worship. They came to worship him. Myrrh, precious perfume, smells good. Oh, a revelation that Jesus is going to suffer, die to save mankind. Well, so what is the challenge unto us? These wise men came seeking for Jesus Christ. Christ, Jesus the King. What about us? Do we know Jesus as Lord of Lords and King of Kings? The mighty King coming with great company of his angels to execute judgment upon the ungodly? Do we put our trust in him and worship him? Or we worship the prophet of our age, as some people are doing? Is your life a living sacrifice? What does the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus mean to you? There is hope for the believer because of this. The cross of Calvary, you know, the blood of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The blood that speaks better things than the blood of Abel, that is able to cover once and for all. So I bring my thought to a close. So when Jesus the Christ was born, wise men saw his star. Nobody else saw it. God bypassed the multitudes because they were not expecting him. If you are looking for him today, you will find him. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. With the right attitude and expectation led by the Holy Spirit, you shall surely find him. Fear, humility, coupled with hunger, you will find Jesus if you seek him diligently. May God richly bless you. Shalom.